shakalaka-laka, boom shakalaka-laka. Yeah, Elif grabbed that one from the Steve Cochran file of mellow music.
You know, I'm just sitting here grooving to it going, wow, that's different. Bye, Andy Mazur.
Actually, that's Andy Mazur walking music.
Excuse yourself when you
Andy
do that.
Andy is on his way home to put all his whites away.
Yes, do that, young man.
Season.
Get out of here. But you know, he'll still wear the white belt. You know Andy. He wears the white belt.
And the shoes.
And the shoes.
And the white bucks. It's a Pat Boone thing he has going on. Hi, kids. If you're wondering what the heck happened to my radio station, well, yes. I would be Steve King, and she would be the birthday girl, my child bride, Johnny Putman, who is now legal to go into the bars with me.
Stop it.
Well, you are.
Are we? Suddenly, I just got a case of the giggles. I'm sorry.
Oh, how unusual for you. Gee, that's never happened before.
I just look at you.
Excuse me. Enjoy the walk home, dear.
And then I start sniffling.
Speaking of a case of the giggles, so there we were. Saturday night, we were out. We went to see Bonnie Raitt at Ravinia Saturday night.
Oh.
Wonderful. If you ever get the chance to see Bonnie Raitt, go see Bonnie Raitt. But we get home from seeing Bonnie Raitt, and we had DVR'd.
We did.
Sven Gulli. On Saturday night.
So I made the popcorn, because you have to have popcorn when you're watching Sven.
Oh, absolutely.
And it was the Frozen Ghost, which the setup for the Frozen Ghost, because it was a radio program. Well, it was very strange.
Very factual, too.
It was just like radio, yes.
And we enjoy the heck out of watching giggling Sven Gulli, a.k.a. Rich Coes. And Rich, how you doing, buddy?
Tell me something. Has Johnny been celebrating a little early,
hey,
if you know what I mean?
Hey.
That's just between friends, Rich.
They told me it would make me feel better.
Well, happy birthday, my
dear. Thank you, Rich. Somebody said to me the other day, you know Rich Coes. I don't remember. We were at, we were at Ravinia. You know Rich Coes. And I said, yeah. And then I started thinking about it. Rich, like 30 years?
Yeah, well, more than that.
Yeah, more than that.
Much more than that.
Oh,
yeah.
Because we weren't even married. I mean, not you and I, Rich. you know what I mean.
Yeah,
back in the days when you were a...
it's got to be closer to 40 years.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. We look fantastic.
Because this was back in the day with your first go-round as Sven Gulli.
Right.
Yes, yes.
And that was like 79 to, 85? Maybe?
Right.
Something like
when
that,
kids,
yeah.
When I would be getting up to go to school in the morning, I remember Rich on television. Right, Rich?
Yes, that's right.
And I remember...
Because you're so much younger than
I know!
Now that you're going to be going to the bars legally.
And for a while, remember, you filled in for us.
On this station.
On this station.
Yes.
Right, yeah, I did.
It's like this is all flashing before all of our minds saying,
like,
oh, yeah,
wow.
See, that was my life. Okay.
You're the same Rich Coes that would come in here and fill in for us. How crazy is that?
I know. It's so funny.
And the same Rich Coes who throughout your life you've been called Rich Coes. Right?
Yes, you know, it's three letters,
but
and the difficulty of pronouncing it right
but
has
blame,
been a massive undertaking for something.
Let's blame, no, you blame Glenn Kozlowski, because he's a whole lot bigger than us. You blame him, because,
of course, that's
how it started.
So, well, and people used to say, well, it's like Cosby, right?
Yeah.
It's like, well, no, not
so much.
No.
Well, we have to congratulate you on not only the great show that you do every week as Sven Gulli, but Saturday night was so cool when you had a guy that we're privileged to bring on the phone right now, the legendary man that we last saw in person when we were doing a Dick Clark ALS fundraiser at the Rock and Roll McDonald's in downtown Chicago, Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. Freddie, how are you?
Well, good morning to you guys. You sound like you're having fun there.
Yes, Freddie. Good morning.
Yes. And happy birthday. I hate it's your birthday today.
It
John,
is.
Right?
Thank you.
That's nice. And Rich is there. That's great.
Yes, yes.
Freddie, it's so nice to hear you again.
Thank you.
I hope you were happy with the video we did on the song.
I'm more than happy. It was just wonderful. It was great. It's a fun thing, and you guys are making it even more fun this morning. I mean, you could tell everybody's laughing, and it's just great. I mean, I'm happy. Well, I really am.
If we can, let's back up. For anybody who doesn't know, yes, this is the same legendary Freddie Cannon you know from Tallahassee, Lassie, way down yonder in New Orleans, Palisades Park, Transistor Sister.
Holds a record for being on the Dick Clark Show more than any other recording artist in the history of music.
And Freddie, if you can explain, because now that Svengoolie is seen all over the country on MeTV, you just kind of started watching Rich as Sven, and you decided to write this terrific song. How did this all happen?
Right. Well, that's what happened. I watch it. I'm thinking in my mind. I know I said to my wife, she said, you know, why don't you go and see if you can write a song? I said, yeah, what am I going to write about? I need to have an idea. And so I've been watching Rich on Svengoolie for the last, you know, maybe a year to 2 years. I've been watching and watching. I said, you know what? You got the Monster Mash, and then all these other hosts had a song, you know.
Right.
What's his name? In Philadelphia.
Oh, John Zacherle, Dinner with Drac.
Dinner with Drac, yeah.
Dinner with Drac. And then you had, like, somebody else had one. There was one, I don't know, the thing called Rats in My Room.
Yeah.
a crazy song, I don't know. But anyway, so why can't he have one? And if he has one, who knows what can happen? I mean, let me try. So I just started, got in there, and I saw something, saw a stomp. I said, maybe I should start writing something called a Svengoolie Stomp. I don't know. So I put it on the paper, and I started playing my guitar, and I just started writing this thing, and it came out. And I played it for my wife, and she says, Freddie, that's great. We go record it, and maybe we'll send it over there. Maybe see my friend Tom Cuddy in New York. Maybe we'll send it over to them.
Uh-huh.
And what he did, he sent it to Jim Roach, and then I guess Rich heard it too, and they just liked it so much. So I'm happy that they loved it, and it's deserving of the show. This show, to me, is the best horror show thing that we've ever seen, because he gives you a lot of details.
He sure does.
Yep.
Yes, he does his research.
I mean?
Yes.
Right, it's not just the movie.
Right.
He makes fun of the things, and he has good times with it. It's just so entertaining.
And
he is a very talented man. He really is.
We know that. And it's also cool because you can watch this with your family. I mean, this is one of the things that we hear all the time. I know, Rich, you hear this all the time. People say this has become a tradition in our house. The kids like to watch this with us, you know, with Mom and Dad.
In fact, Freddie, you don't know this, but there have been times over the years, I remember, when Rich first got back to doing Svengoolie, and we would have a couple conversations with Rich. I remember there were some movies that you thought, oh, gee, is this too sensitive for kids? And I think I'm going to have to be careful with this. So you're always so conscious of making it a family show.
Well, yeah, we got to be careful what we run, because we do have so many families. I'm just, you know, so grateful that we have so many generations that are watching this show now. And I think, you know, it goes back to the whole thing of old school broadcasting, where you feel like you have some responsibility. And, you know, I've always admired all the old school broadcasting people, and I always tried to live up to what they did. And, you know, sometimes now people say, oh, well, you know, you're being kind of corny trying to do that, aren't you? But I don't think so.
No. Don't go changing, as the song says. We're going to take a quick break. And in classic radio style, we're going to ask everybody to hang in there, because you're going to get to hear the radio debut of the Svengoolie Stomp by Freddie Boom Boom Cannon coming up right here on WGN Radio.
Steve King and Johnny Putman at WGN Radio. Okay, you were good. We said right after the commercials, we would treat you to this. Is now, if you watched Svengoolie Saturday night, you saw the terrific video. If you didn't watch, shame on you. And we will tell you how you can get a copy of this. But this is the radio premiere of Freddie Cannon. Yes, the world famous Freddie Cannon, as in Tallahassee Lassie and Palisades Park. And now, the Svengoolie Stomp.
They did the stomp. Dressed like monsters, you see. They were watching Svengoolie on
I love that.
And the funny thing is you start stomping.
Oh, yeah. Know? That is so good. Freddie, I have to ask you, Freddie, a little bit of a record geek question, because that stomp effect is kind of like the stomping thing that we heard in a lot of your records and in a lot of the Dave Clark 5 records, too. That kind of stomp. How did you get that? I love that. That thing rocks.
That's a bass drum. The drum's doing that. And there's no, and actually, we're stomping on the floor in the studio. There's like five of us stomping on the floor. Me and this other guy, we produce. I said, you know what? If we're gonna do this, let's go crazy with this thing. You know, mm-hmm. We'll have a lot of fun. And we did it live. I mean, when you make records, you usually do overdubs.
Yeah.
We did this live in about five takes. We were doing the band and everything all at the same time.
Uh-huh.
We didn't separate anything. That's why it sounds so crazy.
Well, and
God bless you for doing it that way.
You get the adrenaline rush then,
yeah,
because you're feeding off of each other.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Right. And I want to, you know, while you're on the phone with me, I know you guys have a lot of things to do there, but I want to thank Rich. Rich, I know you're there, and I thank you for having me on your show. I had a blast on there. I really did.
I have to tell you, and I was telling Steve and Johnny this when we were talking the other day, when you came in and you had dinner with Jim Roach, my producer, and I, and then the next day you came in and were hanging with us in the studio when we recorded that, after you left, I remember saying to Jim, I wish Freddie lived around here so he could come and hang out with us more. We had such a good time. And after years and years of being a fan of yours, you know, it just meant so much to me for you to come up with this song. And I really, really love it. Thank you.
Well, thank you. I just hope, let's make Svengoolie the Svengoolie TV show and, you know, all the maybe get a monster show. I mean, you've got the greatest radio station in the whole country at WGN.
Thank you, Freddie. Like, yes.
It's a great station.
Let me ask you, if you knew what happened Saturday night, the night that the song Svengoolie Stomp debuted on television.
Did you hear what happened, Freddie?
That on Twitter,
no.
Svengoolie was trending on Twitter, and that means literally millions of people were aware of that happening on Saturday night, which is pretty cool.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
That's great. It is cool. You guys are just wonderful to play the song and do that for Rich and for me. And I thank you, both of you, so much. And have a wonderful birthday.
Thank you, Freddie. And hopefully if you come back to Chicago, we'll get to hang out with you, too.
Yeah,
okay?
Absolutely.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. That would be great.
Before we let you go, Rich, you want to tell everybody how they can get it? And one of the things I think is so cool, you can actually get this on vinyl, too.
Yes.
How cool is that? You want to explain all this, Rich?
Well, first of all, if you didn't see the video, it's going to run not only on the rerun of the show from Saturday night, next Saturday morning locally on WCIU at 11 a.m., but we had such a great reaction. It's going to run in next Saturday night's show when we do a special Star Trek show with the original pilot for Star Trek, The Cage. We've had such a great reaction that we're going to put the song in it again so everybody gets to see it. You can see it at our website, Svengoolie.com, and later in the week it'll be on MeTV.com. And also it's available on iTunes.
And I was just told from some listeners it's available on YouTube if you want to see the video at this point. So you never know. There's probably
it's everywhere.
Exactly. It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
Yeah. And Freddie, you know more about this than me, Freddie. The vinyl pressing.
Yeah, the vinyl is out too, so they can get that on vinyl. It's Wondercap Records is the logo. I'll send it over so Rich can see it, and you guys will have the link.
The link to yes, that. And we'll use that too because they're.
And that's just like it sounds, Wonder, WONDERCAP, records.com.
Right. Well, you guys.
And you've also got, yep, excuse me, I'm sorry, Johnny.
That's okay.
And you can also hear it right here. You get the stomp. They did the stomp.
You know what, Freddie? I'm sure you've heard the term earwig. That's when you hear a song that gets in your brain and you can't get it out of your head. The Svengoolie stomp is officially an earwig because since we heard it the first time, I find myself, you know, I'm cleaning the house. Svengoolie stomp, do the stomp, do the, and gets me moving along. So congratulations.
And in fact, Freddie, it was almost a little dangerous because Johnny went out to go to the store the other day. She's driving and she had Svengoolie stomp in her head, and I could see the car going, move, 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 move. Her foot was on the brakes, on the gas,
you know,
the brakes, on the gas.
Any excuse to pick on my driving. I know. Yeah. Hey, Rich.
Well, you better stop. You know why? He doesn't want you to giggle anymore. You giggle too much.
I'm going to put on my serious face, my serious birthday face. Rich, before you get out of here, people are saying, can we at least hear from Sven before you hang up? Can Sven say good morning to the kids, please?
Well, hello there, everyone. It certainly is an early morning for me, especially when I'm finally getting into my coffin here. But I had to wish Johnny a happy birthday. And Freddie Boom Boom Cannon, just the best. Let's face it.
Oh,
this
you
guy
guys.
Is just the best.
Thank you both very much for making my birthday special. I really appreciate it. Love you both, and we'll catch up with you real soon. Thank you, Rich, and thank you, Freddie.
Love you guys. Thank you.
Appreciate
it. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye now.
Thanks, guys. Stay with us. More coming up at WGN Radio.